Hi everyone, this is DJ Guapofu welcoming you to this 60th episode of the Copacetic Music Hour, pre-recorded, featuring the great Latin soul artist Joe Batten. It's recorded, as always, in the northwestern part of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Mestizo, very much a disco Latin fusion hit from, I think, 1980. I'll check that. That's right, from the record label Sal Soul in 1980. The record Mestizo. Joe Batten was born Batten Nitolano and grew up at 103rd Street and Lexington Avenue within the East Harlem neighborhood of New York City. There he briefly led a Puerto Rican street gang called Dragons. He would serve in the Coxsackie Correctional Facility, not for this, but for stealing a car. His father was Filipino, while his mother was African-American. He would be released from prison in 1965 and shift from being part of low-level organized crime to focusing on music. He formed his first band then, Joe Batten and the Land Swingers, fusing the two styles of Latin boogaloo and African-American doo-wop. Although he wasn't the first, he definitely wasn't the first, and, you know, many other artists combined these two styles together, his talent would get him signed with Fania Records, the great Latin record label of New York City, in 1966. His first hit with Fania was Gypsy Woman in 1967, a land dance cover of Gypsy Woman by The Impressions. He released 8 titles for Fania, including the most popular Riot. His albums mixed energetic land dance, sung in Spanish, along with slower-paced soul ballads sung in English. Unfortunately, Batten would disagree over money with the head of Fania Records, Jerry Masucci, and secretly would start Ghetto Records, a land music label that got initial funding from a local gangster named George Thibault. In the early 70s, he coined the phrase Sal Soul, which, as you can see, it very much characterizes his style. Mixing soul music along with salsa. He would found the Sal Soul label in the early 70s and record 3 albums with them, including Rapo Clapo in 1979, which became an early hip-hop hit. After his 1981 album, Batten 2, he retired from music to spend more time with family, and in addition, he worked as a youth counselor in one of the prisons where he had spent time as a teenager. He had multiple hits in the 2000s and received the Lifetime Achievement Award from the New York chapter of the Filipino American National Historical Society in 2013. He has some 18 albums and many awards. And with that, I will mute and let you enjoy the show. Thanks again, as always, for tuning in. And I'll have the archive up shortly after recording this. This is Mujer Mia.
Thank you.
This is interesting. I mean, really the only Joe Badtan I had listened to before this was Rapo Clapo and Mestizo, which are almost disco-ish. That sounded a lot more like cha-cha-cha or other salsa genres. From there we transition to this track, Chevre que Chevre. Nice organ solo in there. This is El Regreso. Almost sounds bossa nova-ish. Okay, Mambo, so definitely not Bossa Nova.
Ha regresado el señor embajador.
Might recognize this melody. This is Jill Batten's cover of Isaac Hayes's Shaft. Very much the same spirit conveyed here.
Everybody out there, stomp your feet and clap your hands. brother man. Can you dig it? Who's the cat that won't cop out of when there's danger all about? Right on. Le dicen a mí que este hombre es chef, marica.
¡Cállate la boca!
Pero estoy hablando de chef. He's a complicated man, but no one understands him like his woman.
This next track is Chicana Lady.
Thank you.
This is Para Puerto Rico Boy.
Para allá voy, para Puerto Rico voy, hey, hey, yo me voy con este son, para Puerto Rico.
This is Taranga Ringa. This is Mambo de Batan.
Vale, vale, vale ahora. No te... Ese chiqui está por fuera, está por fuera.
This is Pajarito.
Fatidio mi palomilla.
This is Landon Strutt. '70s guitar, jazz, and disco vibes. He has more jazz. And funk. Yeah, funk guitar. This is Muñeca. We're getting close to our end of the night. About 7.5 minutes left here. Thanks everyone for listening. And remember, if you want to hear this again, there always will be and is an archive of past episodes at molaraj.homeplex.org, port 8080. This episode will be broadcast for a second time on Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And next week, August 6th, we will return to Argentina with Soda Stereo. This will be our final track of the night, Puerto Rico Me Llama. Thanks everyone once again for tuning in. Be sure to check out Soda Stereo next week. funky salsa soul, the theme of tonight.